resource page 17 and 18. I want to just highlight a couple of resources, and then we'll be done. First of all, the Committed to Freedom Ministries is a ministry that I developed, and I have retreats, 3-day retreats for women who are adult survivors of childhood sexual abuse, and we have had amazing reports of the power and impact of these retreats. So that information is on your resource list, and please feel free to reference women to this number to get information about where a retreat is that's close to them. I also want to bring your attention to the Committed to Freedom curriculum that is currently published by Teen Challenge USA, and those materials can be purchased through the Teen Challenge USA office. A couple of books that I do want to bring to your attention, for helpers especially, this book by Diane Langberg, it's on your resource list, Counseling Survivors of Sexual Abuse. It's an incredible resource, and I encourage you, if you want to educate yourself more on the dynamics of sexual abuse and how to help, this is a definitive work. Of course, one of the first books that was written about sexual abuse is The Wounded Heart by Dan Allender, and the book and the workbook go together. This book is very, very difficult to read. We have found that most people that we work with struggle to work through the language to get the concepts, and it's a very, very high reading level, and I encourage you to read it as a helper, but be aware that for many of our students, it's just too difficult for them. In the curriculum, which we'll talk about again later, but a book that's also published, we bought the plates for several years ago, Teen Challenge did, it's called My Father's Child, and this can be ordered through the National Teen Challenge Office. But this book deals with emotional, physical, and sexual abuse, and it's a good stepping stone as people work through some materials, and it's got some really important information, and there are some interactive questions at the end of each chapter if you just want to use this in an independent setting. Another book that I recommend for people who work with adolescents especially, and this is also in your resource list, it's called A Safe Place. It's written by Jan Morrison, and this book is written to teenagers, for teenagers. It's not written to an adult audience, and I found it an amazing resource as well. A book that I just recently came across, and this is not on your resource list, so you might want to write this one down. It's a book called Bodily Harm, and it is published by Hyperion, Hyperion Press. And it's by Karen Conterio, Conterio, and Wendy Lader, Lader. This is a book written by therapists who work in a secular residential program for self-mutilators. And most of the time, you're going to come across, if you minister to people who've been sexually abused, you're going to come across one or two people who are doing some cutting and some burning, and it's very baffling to a helper. This has been an amazing resource book. I've learned tremendous things about self-mutilation, and I would encourage you to read this so that you can equip yourselves better. And a book that I just think is one of my greatest treasures is a book also written by Diane Langberg called On the Threshold of Hope, and this is in the curriculum study or reading assignment later on. But this is by Diane Langberg, and it's published by Tyndale, and it's just a tremendous book for helpers. I have written a companion study guide to this that if you would like a copy of, you can contact me. And I think the most important book that I've ever read that changed my life tremendously is the Word of God. And I want to encourage you to incorporate this into everything you say and do with abuse survivors. When we come back, we're going to talk, get into the lessons of the Teen Challenge Committed to Freedom curriculum and go through lesson by lesson. So.